Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're in Revelation chapter number 6. It's commonly called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I didn't title that, but a lot of people would entitle that because of the four horsemen we're going to read about in just a minute. But to give you, once again, the setting of when this is taking place, when I believe this is taking place. I mentioned this last week. I believe that Jesus Christ can come at any moment. We call it the imminent return of Jesus Christ. In other words, a lot of people call it the rapture. Nothing wrong with calling it rapture. But I like calling it translation of saints. People say, well, you think there's two comings? No, there's one coming. There's a translation and a revelation. And we talked about that, how they're incorporated together. But anyway, there's a translation. Jesus comes for his saints. And the revelation, Jesus comes with his saints. Well, after the translation of saints, and I believe that's Revelation 4:1. We looked at that a couple weeks ago. I believe that very quickly after that, the battle of Gog and Magog takes place. We looked at that last week. Now, there's two battles of Gog and Magog, one in Ezekiel and the other is in Revelation chapter number 20, two different battles. The one in Ezekiel 37:38, I believe that it's going to take place right after the rapture, shortly after, because it talks about the burning, the weapons and all. It's going to take 7 years. It's going to take 7 months to bury people and all these things that have taken place. And we talked about how that would come about. But just so you know that while that's taking place here on earth, the battle of Gog and Magog after the translation, most people believe in their mind that the tribulation begins immediately after translation of the saints. No. The tribulation begins, we read in the book of Daniel chapter 9, when the Antichrist signs that covenant. And there's going to be a space of time between the rapture, the translation, and the tribulation period. I think it's going to be a short span, but nevertheless, it's going to be a short space of time. And in between that, there will be a battle of Gog and Magog, and we know about that. Russia and the armies will come down against Israel. And 5/6 of the armies will be destroyed. 1/6 goes back up north like a puppy with a tail tucked between his legs. Okay, he runs back up there. God supernaturally takes care of Israel. By the way, God takes care of Israel. Okay, that's God's people. Anyway, during this time here on earth, something's taking place in heaven. What is that? I believe the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ, will be taking place then. During that time span between the rapture, the translation, and the tribulation period up in heaven, I believe that's when, and all this is going on earth, I believe in heaven, we call it the Bema Seat, the judgment seat of Christ will be taking place. A lot of disagreements there, but that's how I have it, in the time frame, and I think I'm pretty safe. And if you don't agree with me, well, you've been wrong before. So anyway, that's when that would take place, the Bema Seat. During that time, even before the tribulation, because we're going to read here in a little bit about the tribulation period, how Jesus begins to open the seals and all. So he's doing that at this time. Are y'all following where we're at with this? Okay, so here in Revelation chapter number 6, he's about to open that seven-sealed scroll. We looked at chapter number 5 last week about who was worthy to open that, and John fell on his face and literally said it wept. Literally, in the Greek, that word wept literally means he's bawled. He sorrowed bitterly. He wept because no man was worthy to open that. Thank God for Jesus. He made it. Now, in chapter number 6, there are 17 verses, and I will read these without comment, and I'm probably only going to have time to do the first four seals this morning, just so you know where I stand on this. I believe I'm on safe ground. I believe in chapter number 6, it's the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. When we get to those seals, I believe that a lot of disagreements, a lot of people out there with their own thoughts and ideas, but through Bible study and my way of putting it all together, the first six seals that are being opened is the first 3.5 years. When they open the seventh seal, that's when I believe the great tribulation starts, and we have the trumpets and the vials and all that takes place the last 3.5 years. Just so you know the time period. As we begin this is at the beginning of the tribulation. The Antichrist has signed that agreement, that covenant with Israel, and we will begin in chapter number 6, verse number 1. I'll read 17 verses. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." Let me just interject right here. I knew I couldn't read it all without saying it much. There's a lot of great commentators, and I read after a lot of men. You remember how I defined a commentator? You guys who wrote books? They're just commentators. There's people who write books and their thoughts. And many of these people, many of them, say that it should not say, read, come and see. Literally, they say that it should say, come and go. Well, I'm of the conviction that every word of God in our Bible is true, is pure. And if there's something that could have been rendered better, in other words, go and come, go and, you know, instead of saying come and see, go and look, well, then we don't have a perfect Bible. Are you following? That may sound silly to you, but to me, every word is pure. And if that's wrong, what else is wrong in Scripture? So just so you understand that I believe that it literally means these one of the beasts stands up and he tells John, come and see. In other words, I'm going to come show you, not go and look. Are you following? There's a big difference between go and look and come and see. So that's just a point of interest. I believe these words are true. Come. So if you're reading, if you don't have King James Bible, or you're reading a commentary that says go and look, throw it away or give it to me or something, you know, and I'll help you with it, okay? You should listen to me anyway. You can laugh. Come and see. Verse number 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him that had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, now that was the first seal, the white horse came, and him sat on it. Second seal, our Lord opened the second seal, and I heard the second beast saying, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast saying, say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with beast, and with the beast of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us next week for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. The conference will start Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And then, Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.